Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into something called a vision community.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool concept.
It is.
And we've got some excerpts from a lesson on building one of those.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about, you know, teaming up with some people on a project or starting a business, or even if you just want to understand the dynamics of groups that really work well together.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really fascinating deep dive.
Absolutely.
So the source opens with this quote from Mother Teresa, and it really resonated with me. It says, "I can do things you cannot, and you can do things I cannot together. We can do great things." And I know quotes can sometimes feel cheesy, but think about a time when you were part of a collaboration that just worked.
Yeah.
What made that dynamic so special?
You know what's so fascinating about that quote is it highlights this inherent beauty of collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, but when we pool our talents together, we can achieve things far beyond our individual capabilities.
That's so true.
It's about recognizing that a team is like a system.
Yeah.
And each member of that team has a crucial role to play in the overall success.
It's like when you're working on a puzzle and suddenly that missing piece just fits perfectly.
Exactly. And you know, beyond that aha moment, there are some really tangible benefits to teamwork that the source points out.
Okay, like what?
Well, for example, think about how much more motivated you feel when you're surrounded by others who are just as passionate about the project as you are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That energy is contagious.
Right.
And it pushes you to do your best work.
Absolutely. And I imagine learning from each other's unique skill sets is a huge advantage as well, right?
Oh, for sure.
A well-rounded team is like having a built-in network of mentors.
Yeah.
You can learn from each other's experiences, bounce ideas off one another, and even gain access to resources you might not have individually.
Speaking of resources, I'm guessing sharing those, whether it's funding expertise or even just splitting up tasks,
sure,
can make a huge difference in a project's success.
Absolutely. Pooling resources can help you achieve scale and impact much faster than you could alone.
Right.
And don't underestimate the power of amplified reach when it comes to things like marketing or simply getting the word out about your project.
Yeah, if you've got a team of people all promoting the same vision,
yeah,
the impact is going to be far greater than any one person going solo.
Right.
But, and this is where things get interesting, the source points out that not all collaborations are sunshine and rainbows.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, some can actually hinder progress rather than accelerate it.
That's such a crucial point.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been in those group projects where things just feel stuck.
Yes, yeah.
And it often boils down to poor partner selection.
Okay, so this is where the dream team aspect comes in. It's not just about finding people to work with. It's about being strategic about who you bring on board.
Yeah.
I'm curious from your experience, what are some of the red flags you've encountered when it comes to choosing collaborators?
Well, one of the biggest red flags I've seen is a lack of shared goals. It seems obvious, but you'd be surprised how often people jump into collaborations without truly aligning on the why behind the project.
So it's not just about finding people with complementary skills.
Right.
It's about making sure everyone is truly invested in the same vision.
Exactly. The source really emphasizes the importance of this shared understanding. When everyone's on the same page about the ultimate objective and why it matters,
okay,
it creates a much stronger sense of ownership and accountability.
That makes sense. So like the difference between being assigned a task versus feeling like you're a part of something bigger than yourself.
Right.
That intrinsic motivation can make all the difference.
Exactly. And speaking of motivation, another crucial factor the source highlights is teamwork skills. And I'm not just talking about being a people person.
Right, because I can think of plenty of nice people who I wouldn't necessarily want on my team.
Yeah.
So what are we really looking for here?
It's about finding people who are genuinely collaborative, who are willing to listen to others, compromise when necessary, and contribute their skills in a way that benefits the entire group.
Okay.
The source specifically cautions against partnering with those who are selfish or domineering.
I've definitely been in situations where one person's ego or need for control ends up derailing the entire project. It's like trying to build a house where everyone wants to be the architect.
Yeah.
And no one wants to lay the bricks.
That's a great analogy. And it highlights why teamwork skills are so essential. You need people who are willing to play their part,
yeah,
support their teammates, and work together towards that shared vision.
For sure. Now, alongside those interpersonal skills,
yeah,
the source also emphasizes the importance of a strong work ethic.
Yeah.
So are we talking about people who are reliable, dedicated, and willing to put in the effort?
Yes, but it goes beyond just hard work. The source uses this interesting phrase, giving their best. And I think that's a really important distinction.
So it's not just about clocking in the hours. It's about bringing your A game consistently.
Yeah.
And genuinely striving for excellence in everything you do.
Exactly. It's about that commitment to quality, the willingness to go the extra mile, and the ability to make sound decisions that benefit the team as a whole.
I like that. Okay, now let's talk about something a bit more delicate. The role of shared beliefs in a vision community.
Okay.
This is where things can get a bit tricky, right? I mean, how important is it to be aligned on things like values, religious beliefs, or political stances?
It's a valid question, and the source does address it. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone needs to have identical beliefs.
Okay.
But there does need to be a fundamental respect for each other's perspectives and a willingness to find common ground.
I imagine that having some shared values, even if they're not exactly the same, can create a sense of trust and understanding within the team.
Absolutely.
Kind of like a foundation for healthy communication and collaboration.
Yeah, exactly. The source uses examples like religion and moral values to illustrate this point. You don't need to agree on every single detail, but having a fundamental alignment on those core principles can prevent major conflicts and ensure that everyone's operating from a similar ethical compass. Now, on top of all these individual qualities, there's one more crucial element the source highlights, and that's leadership.
Okay, so this is about having someone to steer the ship, make decisions, and keep everyone on track.
It is, but it's not necessarily about having one designated leader.
Yeah.
The source's perspective is a little bit more nuanced than that.
Gotcha.
It's about recognizing that leadership skills are essential for a vision community to thrive. But those skills can be distributed among different team members.
So it's more about the team as a collective.
Yeah.
Having the capacity to guide the vision effectively.
Exactly. It could be that one person naturally emerges as a leader, or it could be a more collaborative approach where different people take the lead depending on their expertise or the task at hand.
That makes a lot of sense. And it probably makes the team more resilient too.
Yeah.
Because you're not solely reliant on one person to make all the decisions or motivate the group.
Right.
But I'm wondering, with all this focus on the qualities that we're looking for in others, how do we make sure we're bringing something valuable to the table? It's like almost like building a puzzle, but starting with your own pieces first.
Yeah.
And then figuring out which shapes are missing to complete the picture.
That's a great way to put it. The source talks about seeking partners who add value and complement your existing strengths, creating a whole that's far greater than the sum of its parts. And that's what we're aiming for with a vision community, a collective force that's capable of achieving things no individual could do alone.
So let's recap for our listener. We've established that collaboration can be incredibly powerful, but it's not just about haphazardly throwing people together. Building a dream team, a true vision community, requires careful consideration. We need to seek out individuals who share our goals, who bring strong teamwork skills, a solid work ethic, and some alignment on core beliefs. And of course, we need to make sure there's leadership capacity within the group to guide the vision effectively. But it's not just about finding those people. It's about recognizing what we bring to the equation and how our individual strengths can contribute to the collective success of the team.
Beautifully summarized. It's like assembling an all-star team.
Yeah.
But for real life success, each member brings their own unique talents and expertise to the table, creating a dynamic force to be reckoned with.
It's inspiring to think about what can be accomplished when the right people come together with a shared vision and a commitment to collaboration. But here's a final thought for you as you embark on building your own dream team. We've talked a lot about finding the right people, but what about cultivating the right environment for that vision community to flourish? What kind of culture, communication styles, and support systems need to be in place for your team to not just survive, but to truly thrive? That's something to ponder as you gather those missing puzzle pieces.
That's a fantastic point to leave our listeners with. Building a vision community is about so much more than just checking boxes on a list of desired traits. It's about fostering an ecosystem where collaboration, innovation, and mutual support can thrive.
So as you venture out to build your dream team, remember that the journey itself is as important as the destination. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the victories, and never stop learning and growing together. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the power of collaboration. Until next time, keep those dreams big, those teams strong, and that collaborative spirit burning bright.